Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want. The idea that you are standing in the middle of your own acres of diamond, as Russell Conwell said. The mind, the brain, that's between your two ears, are enough. Or is enough. It starts with a belief. And that belief comes from basic calculations. That's logical deductions. Looking around you, looking in your environment. And even more so these days when everything is out there on social media. We're exposed to more things than we grew up being exposed to if you're over 25. And we now have evidence of people all over the world in the same circumstances, in worse circumstances, our race, our background, our experiences, who have defied the odds, who have gone on the process and on the journey and have created that. And our duty and our mission is to continue to reinforce this thing. If you listen to content like this, if you have been listening to content like this, because some people are being brought here because of circumstances, because of some introspection they're going on with in their own minds, because of reflections. But if you have been listening to things like these over a certain period of time, you can easily analyze that the information you're hearing is not new. It's information that has been repackaged, changed, reworked from the Bible. It's the first motivational book. The concepts are the same, but as our brains evolve and as we evolve as human beings, and when we're in different situations, things come home to us differently. And the thing with learning is that the reinforcement of it is where the power lies. For example, if you're learning a language, somebody goes in a classroom, we're trying to do Spanish. Somebody goes in a classroom for 6 months and he's going to try to do Spanish. And somehow they drop off another person in South America and he got to live his daily life. Then the guy who is immersed in the language comes up with better result than the guy who goes to the class for 2 hours a day. And if this guy has to live and operate in an environment where it's all about that language, then the reinforcement and the practice serves him better. So this morning I want to talk about the absence of the magic. The absence of the magic. We like to lock ourselves into boxes and shut down our thinking on the surface. We don't develop in our minds enough sounding boards, or we're not deep enough, for want of a better word, to make a full analysis. And whether it is because we were cultured that way, or whether it is that we naturally didn't have that burning desire growing up, we weren't born with it, we can't find it in ourselves, there's something that caused us to one-step think, as I like to call it sometimes. So we look at our current situations, we look in the environment, we look at where we are, and the first thing we look at are the obstacles, why we can't get there. How am I going to do that when I only earn this? Everybody I know only earned this. And we stop right there. Or even if we make two more steps, am I going to lose the weight? Okay, let's go to the gym. My friend is going to the gym. Let's go too. But I'm trying to lose 35 pounds. I'm 2 weeks in and I'm only down 0.5 pound. I have to drive past McDonald's. The people in my house eat all type of crap food. I'm tired. I don't get to exercise, or I can't go to the gym more often, or this weight is not going anywhere. The gym doesn't work, or my trainer is crap, or I'm doing the wrong exercises, or my family is big bone, and all that stuff. And we look at the obstacles. Our greatest attention is focused on why we can't. And then after we have done that for an extended period of time, we now come to the conclusion that those who do it are privileged, are bad, or did something that we can't do. We're born with this exceptional talent. And we stop. We retreat. Because we're looking at the obstacles instead of focusing on the possibilities. Fit people are not fit because of a miracle. Wealthy people are not wealthy because of a miracle. Skilled people, exceptional skills, are not exceptionally skilled because of a miracle. And nothing worthwhile happens because of a miracle. It's not rocket science either. Everything has been done, documented, and publicized. What gets people is the process, the in-between. How do we follow this course and stick to this course? And our minds bring us into the ease zone when we get into the obstacles of it. So we're starting a business, for example. We're putting it together. We don't have enough funding. We put it out there. There are crickets. People criticize. It doesn't look as good as the other guy who has been doing it for 15 years, who is at stage 10, and we're at stage 1. And we believe that, oh, this guy's magically great on social media. He has so many followers. I have to compete with him. So many people are out there doing this thing. And the default perception and the default action is to think of all the reason why we can't, and to spook ourselves out of the desire to find out how can we. I'll say that again. The default attitude is to spook ourselves out with the idea of why we can't. So we stop instead of building the desire to find out how can we. And we have a guy who come and he outlines what he did. And we find 15 other guys, 20 other guys who come and outline a set of stuff that they did. All look similar, and they got here. But then the guy said, well, I started out when it was kind of easier. So he said, oh, there you go. He had it easy. Times have changed. It's different. Oh, he's lucky. He got an early start. He did it. Oh, he caught Amazon stocks when it was $25. Oh, he was early at Facebook. And while we look at those obstacles, there's one guy who is on your level, who started the same time, who decided that, okay, all right. He started early. All these things happen. But I know that 12 months from now, 24 months from now, there'll be somebody who, despite these odds, would have done it anyway. So why can't that be me? Why can I not be in that set of people? Instead of sitting here and 24 months down the road, we hear the guy who was right beside us say, hey, I did it. And this is what I did. But, When I started out, it was a little bit easier. Conditions that can hamper your growth will always exist. Opportunities to overcome these will always exist. But you will look where you are going. You will go where you are looking, excuse me. You will go where you're looking. If you're looking to end up on a declining path, on a failure path, that's where you will go. If you're looking to win, one day you'll go out there and you'll find that win. And it's all about being objective in your thinking and be aware and knowledgeable, getting the information, making the right and the smart analysis. I was telling a friend yesterday that when the guy go on the court, any one of these guys that have scored any number of points in basketball have missed a ton load of those shots. But nobody cares about the shots you've missed when you have scored enough shots. When the guy gets his exam or the gal gets their exam and they got an A, they didn't get 100%. Maybe 90, maybe 85, whatever that grading scheme is. But nobody cares about those because it's a natural part of life. You're not going to hit 100% in everything. But if you hit enough, then that's okay. We're not focusing on the things that we miss and the things that we can't hit. We just want to hit some critical points and get some good scores out there. And then you can stack those. So my point today is none of these accomplishments that you are looking at, that you are expecting to get, that you see people with, are miracles. And therefore, if they're not miracles, you're not swinging on a hope, on a whim, and a thin chance. You're swinging on the same possibilities that the guy who did it is swinging on. But you have to see it as an opportunity instead of seeing it as an obstacle. So if when you wake up in the morning and you start to go for all you want and your brain starts to supply you with the laundry list of things why you can't, you will have to summon the positive I can scenarios in your mind and go with those and ride those until they wear out and disappear. You get a fresh stock and go again. And you know what it is that give you this fresh stock of awareness and positivity. And you keep going back and replenishing and rejuvenating yourself and rejuvenating your mind to hold on to what's possible for you. Knowing fully well that the people who have accomplished it did not do it by any miracles. 75% of millionaires are self-made. No one gave it to them. They created it. You too have the power. Anything you don't have in your life is because of what you don't know, what you're not doing, and whether or not you have added what you know to what you're doing and have executed for long enough. Anything you want, anything you don't have, it's because of what you don't know, what you're not doing, and whether or not the combination of the two has been done long enough, consistently enough to reach that result threshold. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening in. See you on the next podcast.